live from Studio A on KUMD, and I'm Christine Dean. KUMD Homegrown Week, as I said, is made possible by Lake Superior College of Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And we are welcoming a duo, Woodblind, here to the studio. Welcome, guys.
How's it going?
Well, welcome back. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. One of these guys is very familiar and has been here many times, Jason Wusso. Name some of your bands, Jason. You were just in Fuzzy Ellis last night. You played in Fuzzy Ellis last night.
Brandito's coming up on Friday.
Yeah, and other previous bands as well. You've been around for a while.
No Room to Pogo.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, No Room to Pogo. But you're teaming up with Vaco here, Vaco Lapisto. Welcome, Vaco.
Hi.
Now, you're from this area, aren't you, originally?
Yeah, Duluth is kind of like my hometown. I was born at St. Luke's, and my grandma, where the paper plant in West Duluth is, that's where my grandma's neighborhood is. So okay. They really say you can't. It's not your hometown unless you know where your grandma's house was. Well, my grandma's house got torn down in 1972.
Wow.
So,
but you've been away for a while before. So how long, when did you leave town? How old were you when you left town?
Like 6 years old, and then lived in Minneapolis, and then my father worked for the Environmental Protection Agency, so I lived in Washington, D.C., and went through a couple of years of school there, then grew up in Minneapolis, went to South High School there, and then back and graduated from high school in Washington, D.C., then I came back here to UMD to go to college, and then I went off into the Navy and had my adventures traveling about the world. I've been living in Los Angeles for like the last 25 years. And I just moved back here in June.
Okay. So what I was wondering was if you had been here and playing music with people, but it sounds like that you probably weren't a part of the Duluth music scene at much in the past.
Other than playing in Jazz Lab 1 and Jazz Lab 2 back in UMD, not really so much.
Okay. But you've been doing music out in L.A., right?
Oh, for years.
Years and years and years.
Yeah, I was in a signed band called Royal Crown Review. Oh, wow. Name-dropping time.
Well, we'll talk more about that, but I just kind of wanted to give people a little background on you. You've been back in town for a little bit for family reasons, which is sometimes brings people back to their sort of hometown. and you and Jason have gotten together, and we'll talk more about that. But you are the duo Woodblind, and I want to hear something. What do you guys? How long have you been playing together, first of all?
I think we decided about 7-8 months.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah.
The first time we actually played was in the lounge behind Beaner's on August 29th.
Oh, wow. That's very precise. And you guys are playing tonight for your first homegrown music festival as Woodblind at the Come On In West Duluth, and that starts at 12:15. So let's hear a song, and then we'll come back and find out a little bit more.
All right.
Cool. Great.
Two, one, two.
loving too much. The day I die, at least don't die happy with my friends all around me.
Woodblind, live from Studio A. Tell me about that song, Jason. I know I've heard that one before.
that's a song I wrote fishing, I guess. Listen to those birds up in the tree, and I don't know, a little bit of everything going on that one.
I like it.
I like your voices.
I like the thought behind it.
Yeah.
I'm small, but I got a big heart.
Yep.
and have you done? Do you do that with some of your other bands too? Because I know I've
Fuzzy
heard it
does that one. Yeah, Fuzzy always does that one.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Now, so Jason, as many years as I've seen you in bands, anything where it's kind of your band has an element of ska to it.
No.
Where did your love of ska come from?
My friend Matt Norby. He was a bass player for the Black Labels, and we used to live together. And before that, in high school, we had started a ska band called Flux Capacitor. And when I met him, he was into old Jamaican ska. I don't know how he was in 11th grade and got into Studio One recordings. And at first, I didn't even like it. It was like, this sounds scratchy and old and junky, but it just sucks you in the rhythm and the syncopation and the horns, and so, yeah, way back I had that ska band Flux Capacitor, and we played all the time, played with all these ska bands, so it's just kind of got rooted in there.
And that started in Alexandria, right, where are you from?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So how did you and Vaco get together? And Vaco, what's your relationship with ska? Is that something you've been interested in the past?
Yeah, well, I got it kind of through jazz. The Ska Delights, kind of like the seminal band, kind of created the style. Like Sir Cox and Dodd, Tommy Cook, they were really great Jamaican jazz players, and so they kind of, you know, created this style kind of hand in hand with jazz. And how I met Jason is I was living in Los Angeles and coming back here and visiting my folks and some family, and you know, my mom makes really lousy coffee, so I would go to Beaner's to get some of the finest coffee in the, you know, the Arrowhead Peninsula here in Northland. So Jason and I would like strike up a conversation, and we would hang out and talk about music and stuff, and, oh, you know, you played in that band, and, you know, and we had some history. And then I would go away for, you know, 9 months or 10 months and come back, and that kind of went on and off for a number of years. And so when I moved back here, I went for a cup of coffee, and then struck up a conversation with Jason again. And said, oh, hey, you're in town. Well, we should play sometime. And we were thinking about what kind of music do we like, and you know, it would be really fun to do. They could try something different that would be cool as a duo. And we just kind of stuck on Acoustic Ska Duo. The name sounded cool, and it just kind of rang. So we both love the music, and
mm-hmm. Okay,
hope you do too.
So now for that name dropping that we kind of started on earlier. So
sure.
Tell me about your musical career out in California. And
sure. Well, years and years ago, after I got out of the Navy band, I went out to Los Angeles, went to the Music Institute, and I happened to do a gig with a dear friend named Eddie Nichols, who was the founder of Royal Crown Review. About 6 months after that, I got asked to join the band, and we toured, and that was right when the Swingers came out, and there was a huge swing scene nationally. You know, that's almost 20 years ago now. You know, we got signed in Warner Brothers. I got to work with Ted Templeman, who's the guy who produced Van Halen's first three albums, and amazing guy, really incredible. And you know, we toured and did Warped Tours and worked for Bette Midler and all kinds of crazy stuff through the years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so, and then my parents are getting to the last part of their lives. Now, my father's recently passed away, but I decided to come back here and take care of them. And I actually love this city a lot. This is really a gem of a town. You have a great music scene here, and it's way above its weight, you know. And there's a lot of fine bass players, and there's Jason Wusso, my dear friend. So
mm-hmm.
Now that we're having our bromance.
So has bass always been your instrument?
Yeah, pretty much. I actually learned electric bass from Billy Bernard,
who works right down the hall here at UMD, a UMD legend.
He truly is. He's a dear friend and a mentor, and he taught me electric bass back when dinosaurs ruled the earth. So it's nice to have some roots here and some history. And I occasionally play with Randy Lee and some of the local jazz guys. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's nice. It's a great town. It's people are very friendly. And Minnesota, nice is real.
Mm-hmm. So do you still play much electric bass? Do you mostly do the acoustic? Or?
Mostly acoustic now. Occasionally, though, you know, occasionally I sit in and play bass for Fuzzy Alice, subbing for Mark Glenn, who's an awesome bass player. And I have acoustic electric. I play on that, and that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, mm-hmm. not as much as I like. Eventually, I'm going to try to do a punk rock band or something someday, but we'll mm-hmm. see. Okay. You know, we're having so much fun doing this that this is really making me happy. So, no need to do anything else that makes you happy.
Nice. So, have you written material specifically for this band, Jason?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of in that ska vein, and yeah, like we'll do one downtown. We'll pull that one out. It's kind of a frantic ska psychobilly kind of sound, and then we'd like to revamp old tunes. We like to take
cool cover tunes
and old Jamaican tunes and some like My Girl
was it Old Temptations hit. In fact, I think that's one we're going to do next for you. We try to find cool stuff that people know and breathe some life into it, and its effect seems pretty cool. I think you'd like this version of it. You can see how we change the song a little bit to kind of work. You want to give him a play?
Sure.
All right.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
That's Woodblind live from Studio A and their version of My Girl. Well, what's different about the material that you might do in this duo as opposed to like Fuzzy Ellis or...
Fuzzy Ellis, well, Jimmy Cooper and Mark Glenn, those guys, I mean, we get so much more into surf and Americana and kind of that stretched out jazz and improv and and woodblinds, straight 2-3 minute ska pop tunes.
Mm-hmm.
No solos, no leads, just kind of. Then we do some kind of frantic driving ska in this band too, kind of like the almost that psychobilly sound. but we do some really slow, like kind of like that tempo right there, that old school ska sound, and
makes people dance and smile.
Yeah,
so it's kind of. You're smiling, I can tell.
I am. I'm enjoying it.
More of a narrow focus, I guess. Just one thing.
No, we thought, well, maybe we should do covers of other styles, and we thought, well, you know, let's just stick with this and stick within the genre to see, you know, what we can write in the style, and you know, if there's cool cover songs, how can we like mold them in to fit into the style? Because that's kind of a, especially with ska, it was kind of a tradition. A lot of these guys were jazz guys, and they would take jazz standards and, you know, stylistically play it like ska, and then take solos or what we call a ride over the changes, and that would be the whole gig, you know. But you can dance to the music, so in that respect, it's very similar. You know, it swings like jazz does, so it's you know, that's as much conscious effort as I think we put into it.
It's got to be fun.
Yes, exactly. That was the rule. It has to be fun. We don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and when there's only two of you, it's easier to get band practice together.
And we can fit the whole band.
We got our busking licenses, so.
Yeah. You do, we're so gonna, we might
do our
see
practice
you
on the lake walk.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Yeah. And we can fit everything into Ska Wagon number 9 as well.
I love
which
it.
Is the official vehicle that sometimes it's Jason's car and sometimes it's my car.
And then someone has to be the chauffeur because the stand-up bass has to be in the passenger seat.
So. Exactly. But it's amazing. It fits. Actually, it fits.
That's great. So do you write songs together at all? Have you written any together for the band?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, when we do that downtown one, that one we kind of co-wrote right on the porch.
On your porch. Your bus is driving by. It was really a cool thing. He'd come up with a riff and we're sitting there and just... You play that, and I was like, oh, let's play that again. He goes, what? And so he kind of played it again. We kind of just, like, worked it out and doubled up that melodic idea and then came up with a song. It kind of grew kind of organically.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes really good ones write themselves, it seems like. So.
Most of ours are all co-writes, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it started out kind of more riff-based and groove-based and then forms pretty quickly, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were you doing that in some of your previous bands, Vaco? Were you co-writing anything?
Oh, sure. In Royal Crown, I wrote Port au Prince, which is kind of a tribute to Betty Page and stuff. So that's been out there for a while. You know, and especially in Royal Crown, we know a lot of times, Bill Ungerman did most of the arrangements and stuff, but sometimes they're kind of organic. We would come up with ideas, especially working with Ted in that time. He was really into, like, you know, synergy of the studio and stuff. So a lot of songs we went into then ended up being totally different. And everybody just come, oh, just do this here, play this part here or something. And so I guess we do that here as well. You know, it seems to come along. Good ideas, you know, they'll stick. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any plans to do any recording with this band?
Yes, on Tuesday.
Yes, we are.
All right, then.
We're going to have a single out this year and maybe a T-shirt. And we hope you come and see us. We're playing, and come and see us on Facebook. Our massive media presence.
Woodblind on Facebook. Woodblind.
Got to put the ska in there. There's a blind company that took Woodblind.
Yeah, I would think that would be a tough one. Kind of a generic name. Woodblind would be hard.
Not too many Woodblind ska.
No, yeah. For sure.
Out there, though,
for
so.
Sure.
But we did the Google search, and definitely we found some very fine cedar window blinds as well.
So you can get your music and
we
your
can hide.
and your wood blind needs taken care of in
indeed.
one quick search.
Indeed.
One quick search. All right, well, let's hear. Are you going to play that downtown song
sure.
then, I take it? All right, wood blind.
Don't fall asleep in the snowbank.
On the phone, we won't have 4 and 5. You can and have your friends over. Put some records on, but I'm going down, down tonight. Going down, down tonight. Going down. Get reason to find some freedom. I think I'm gonna find somebody's yard tonight. I think I'm gonna dig a hole in somebody's snowbank tonight. I'm gonna tie one on. I'm not gonna worry about. Now, now, tonight, oh, going down now, tonight, fifth in my pocket, reason to find some freedom. I think I'm gonna find someone to keep me warm.
That is Woodline live from Studio A and one of their originals. So tonight is West Duluth night for the Homegrown Music Festival. Now, Vaco, have you ever been to Homegrown before?
You know, I was back here on holiday when I was working cruise ships and I came back on a contract and my cousin Travis took me up to see Black Eyed Snakes up at the old, I think it was on First Street, there was a community arts center there or
okay.
public mm-hmm. place, and I was blown away. They're a great, really great, really, really, really great band. So yes, the one for one act.
And they're going to be playing tonight with Charlie Parr at Clyde Ironworks in Duluth. And West Duluth Night, and of course, Jason, you've been to many Homegrowns and been in many Homegrowns, and you're the owner of Beaner's Central in West Duluth, and I'm assuming Beaner's is hosting music tonight. Yeah. So how are you enjoying Homegrown this year? And what are your thoughts on just how things have grown? And there didn't used to be a West Duluth night when it first started,
yeah.
but people kind of gradually made their way out west. And
I'm having a great time. I've been out every night, and I love the films. I went and saw the music videos, the poetry reading. I can't believe how big that is. I mean, everything is so growing. Amazing Grace was just packed was that Monday? No, I can't remember.
I know, the days are all running
together.
That
was already last night.
Tuesday, yeah, that was last night, yeah.
It was only Wednesday.
You were right behind me, and I can't remember.
It was like that movie, The Jerk. It's like, yesterday seemed like 3 days. And
I know.
No, the only problem is running the coffee shop, trying to get up in the morning at 7 in the morning to get to work. But other than that, it's fantastic. And I'm so happy to see so many people coming out and supporting, and lots of smiles and lots of good energy, and... yeah, the mayor's proclamation or whatever it was at Tycoons was hilarious. I don't know who all was out for that. Mm-hmm. That was really fun. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, and it just seems like more venues than ever in West Duluth being featured.
I can't wait. I have to do Sound Tonight at Beaner's, which will be fun. Sounds of a Shipwreck and Colleen Myrie. I know. I forget who else. One more. So I'll be doing some sound over there. But then I want to sneak over to the Gopher because the Gopher... at Homegrown is going to be an interesting new venue, and the Mr. D's, of course, and the Come On In as a venue this year. That is interesting. I've played there once with the Branditos, so they don't do a ton of music, right. But it's a really cool bar, and it's got fun murals. And
didn't they used to have like a broiler outside or something like that? I remember it was called Turks Come On In. Like
a broiler?
Yeah, there was a broiler outside.
I have no idea.
It was really, that was like the late 60s.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I wasn't even around.
Hmm.
I know where my grandma's house was, so.
Well, again, you guys are playing at the Come On In starting at 12:15 tonight as part of the Homegrown Music Festival. Well, thank you so much. It was so much fun to hear your latest project, Jason.
It's fun.
And nice to meet you again.
Absolutely.
Vaco.
Awesome.
All right. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cameron Flackney and Rick McLean. KMD Homegrown Week is made possible by Lake Superior College of Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.